Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday!
Hey!
Friday.
That means we are back with another episode, Walking in His Word. Pastor Lucas and Pastor Aaron along with you guys. It's our favorite day of the week.
It's best day of the week.
Best day of the week, except for Sunday.
Besides Sunday.
And we got a great message for you guys. It's been a great, really fun week, Pastor Luke.
Well, I think preaching on marriage is fun.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm in a series with our teenagers right now called The Myth About Love, and we're talking about God's love, talking about dating, relationships, doing things God's way, and even talking about that with the teenagers, man, I enjoy it. I think it's a fun series to preach on. So this has been a great week.
It has been a great week, and we hope that you've even had a wonderful week with your spouse. I mean, it's Valentine's week. Because chances are nobody really went out Wednesday, and so you're probably going to go out tonight or Saturday night, you know.
That's right.
And let me just say this, Pastor Aaron.
All right.
Do you ever feel like when you really, really need to get along with your spouse, the enemy comes in harder than ever?
Oh, he comes in tearing, man, trying to wreck you.
And I bet— Right? I bet this week, right, that you've had an argument with your spouse that it's like almost came out of nowhere, that you got angrier than you expected, or you were tiffed about something out of the ordinary, and the enemy's trying to ruin your lovely weekend together.
Mm-hmm.
Fight for your marriage, folks.
Fight for your marriage. Don't let him in.
What I want to say is come back together.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize. Say you love each other. Do your best to put it behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your love. Focus on your weekend together. Reconnect. Mm-hmm. Reignite your love for one another.
Come on. I love it.
It's a great weekend to do it.
It absolutely is. We've got a great wrap up to this message. Let's get to it.
Jesus prays for unity. Jesus prays for oneness. We are different, but we must fight for oneness. We are different, but we must fight for a kingdom purpose together. I learned about something just last week. A cooking ingredient called an emulsifier. Has anybody heard of this word, an emulsifier? So if you're really into baking, butter and cakes and ice cream and all these things. You know what an emulsifier is. But an emulsifier is a necessary ingredient in some recipes. Do you know how mayonnaise is made? You take oil and water, and you put them in a bowl, and you mix it all together. But you'll never get the oil and water to mix. And that's like husbands and wives. Oil and water, very different, but they've been poured into the same bowl. And you're mixing, and you're going to find that you're never going to be able to mix oil and water. No matter how much you stir or how long you stir, you stop mixing, the oil and water is going to separate. So what do you need to do to add to the oil and water? It's something called an emulsifier. Simply put, an egg. The Trinity. The yolk. The white. The shell. You put an egg in there. You crack an egg in your oil, in your water. And then you start to mix. You start to beat it. You start to whisk it. What happens? The egg causes unity. The egg causes these two things that do not want to mix. That's husbands and wives. They do not want to mix. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I want to do this. Well, I want to do that. Well, I'm right and you're wrong. Well, I don't like you. Well, same here. Don't raise your voice at me. Oh, I haven't even begun to raise my voice yet. Sorry if I read your mail. And you're trying to mix oil and water without the great emulsifier, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're trying to do this thing without God. You need to crack an egg in there. Start mixing. All of a sudden, these parts to combine to create something delicious called mayonnaise. Also, an emulsifier is used in cakes, ice creams, butter, many other things as well. Today, your marriage just might need an emulsifier. Something to be added to say, we're going to just do something different. Let's add God to the mix. Our prayers will be answered. The blessing of the umbrella is going to come under us. I know we're different, but we start to add the great Trinity to this mix. We are going to become something palatable, something that the world desires, something that the world longs for, something that the world wants to taste and see, something where somebody will ask, how did you get to mix it so well? You just say, oh, we added the kingdom of God to our marriage. Let's stand to our feet. The most important thing right now is you. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, this was a great message for my spouse. I wish my spouse was here. Boy, no. You see, as painful as it is for the pride, you must say, oh, what a great message for me. Because I am stubborn and difficult and hard-headed and all these things. And I need an umbrella today, or I need the emulsifier today. I need this in my life. So really the first question I have for you is, are you personally today under this umbrella? Do you feel like you personally have lifted up and come under a covering today? That's the most important question. And then husbands and wives, you must both make sure that you have your umbrellas. You have your umbrellas. And then you come together and you're thankful. Whoa, my umbrella just got a little bigger. I was getting rained down a little bit over here and some over there, especially when the wind blew from over there. I kept getting rained down. But as soon as you entered my life, look at the blessings. Look at the blessings. We are better together. Don't let the enemy convince you that you're better off alone. Don't let the enemy tear your marriage apart. If the enemy's been tearing at you guys, tearing you apart, you just need to respond today individually. Just say, I'm going to put my umbrella up. And I'm going to see if my wife has her umbrella up. And then we're going to unify under God, a kingdom marriage. Let me pray for you. Especially these married couples. If you're with your wife or your spouse or your husband right now, just grab their hand. Grab their hand. Let me pray for you. Lord God, we lift up these kingdom marriages. Lord, I pray for each married couple in here that they would come under the covenant, the umbrella of your blessing. Lord, we come under you today, individually, first, then together. We come under today. We listen to your voice above our own and above our spouses. Lord, we unify under one purpose, one mission. Together, our differences are better. We're stronger together. Our uniqueness is a tool in the kingdom of God, a unique tool in the kingdom of God. And from this day forward, we seek the kingdom first so that all these other things can be added. All these other things, Lord God. We don't flip it, Lord God. Today we stop pursuing happiness and we start pursuing the kingdom of God. And every married couple, I pray that they come under your blessing, get in covenant with you, God, to begin to experience a blessing for 1,000 generations.
I was listening to a podcast this week, Pastor Aaron, and it was two pastors interviewing a Christian, I think you could call it a therapist or psychologist, okay. Like a Christian, you know, and this therapist was talking about how they just moved to a different state mm-hmm. and needed to find a new church to go to, was visiting this one church in particular, and first Sunday there, and the pastor gets up to preach, and he puts a letter from his 7-year-old daughter up on the screens.
Yeah.
And you can read it right there because you can see it, and essentially the letter was his 7-year-old daughter writing a letter to her dad, who was the pastor,
yeah.
asking him, "Dad, I miss you. I wish you weren't so busy. When are you going to spend more time with me?"
Wow.
And it broke the pastor's heart. And the pastor read this letter to the church and said, "We're canceling our Saturday night services forever. So I'm going to spend more time with my daughter."
Wow.
And the therapist was her first Sunday there. And she said, "That was hooked. This man is prioritizing his yeah. family."
Yeah.
His relationships over just simply preaching another message mm-hmm. at his church.
Wow.
And she said, "We first time there, never left. We're still there. And I got a lot of respect for this guy."
Yeah.
I say that because do you need to fight a little harder for your relationships this week?
Mm. Wow.
I mean, I had that serious thought to myself after yeah. hearing that story.
Yeah.
Man, is there things that I can be doing, canceling things that I don't need to be doing so yeah. I can spend more time with my kids, spend more time with my wife?
Wow.
I mean, it's Valentine's. Technically, it's Valentine's weekend right now. You right. know, I mean, Valentine's Day was 2 days ago.
Right.
But, you know, let's be honest with you. We're really celebrating probably most likely today or tomorrow or something right. like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you purposely set aside time to spend quality time with your spouse?
Mm.
And if you haven't, man, fix it. Yeah. Just change your schedule. Cancel yeah. something. I don't know what you could have had planned. It probably was pretty important.
Right.
I mean, you know, this guy's canceling his Saturday night church service.
Right.
He's probably making some people mad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But really, what's most important? And that's what he decided.
Yeah.
What's most important?
Come on.
I mean, I would say the relationship with your spouse is way more important than other hobbies,
mm-hmm.
jobs,
yeah.
things that you got to do. Things yeah. that are pressing, people are pressing on you to do. Whew, let's get our priorities straight.
Get them right.
Get them right.
Get them straight.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Man, this has been awesome. I hope you guys just kind of got to soak in and absorb this message this week. We're going to wrap things up. We're running out of time for this week. But before we let you go, it is Friday, and that means Sunday is coming.
It is.
And we're super excited about that. I want to invite you to church this Sunday. If you're looking for a home church, we'd love to have you come check us out. You can go to cornerstonehighland.com and get all the information you need right there.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.